You're listening to SBS News.
Sonari Yahiro was just 18 months old when his family relocated from Japan to Sydney. It was here as a 9-year-old that he took up karate alongside his older brother. Now the 34-year-old says he's prepared to bid farewell to the sport in the country of his birth.
Yes, it is going to be the end of my career. It's always been a goal for me to kind of finish on top. I want to kind of end my career at the pinnacle of my like physical and mental capabilities. I don't want to be dropping down, losing, and then like forced to retire. I want to retire from the sport, not the sport retiring me.
Mr. Yahiro has been able to dedicate the last 25 years of his life to karate thanks to the financial support of his parents, who run a successful Japanese language school in Sydney. He was considering his future in the sport 5 years ago when news broke that karate was to be included in the Tokyo Games. He explains how he arrived at the decision to continue competing.
I was on the verge of retiring at 2016, and when the World Championship finished, I had a bit of time to myself, so I kind of thought about it, spoke to my close friends, family, and analysing the situation I was in, I was like, if I really put my heart into it, I really had a good chance of going. So I was, and I decided to just give it everything for another 4 years. Now five.
His record in Australia is second to none. After winning the gold medal at the Australian Championships way back in 2001, he has never lost on home soil since then. But Mr. Yahiro says it's not winning that drives him, but an inbuilt fear of losing. His brother Yasu is 3 years older than him, and it became a mission for him to avoid the painful defeats he suffered as a youngster.
I just don't like losing. Like, I just, when I lose, I just, straight away, I just want to rematch. Like, that's the kind of feeling I get, yes. And my brother did help me. I could never, when I was young, I could never beat my brother. Games, karate, school, whatever. He always had better marks than I was when I was his age.
The word karate means empty-handed, to signify combat without the use of weapons. But Mr. Yahiro is aiming to come back from Tokyo with something substantial in his hands, an Olympic medal. And if he's to do that, he knows exactly who his biggest rivals will be.
Japan, Iran, Azerbaijan, Turkey and Ukraine. These people have already qualified through like the ranking system, and Japan's got the host nation spot. So, and these people are like the top-ranked people, so they are the fierce competitions for us, yes.
The Olympic Games will begin in Japan this July. John Baldock, SBS News.